Yeah. I thought we, first I wanted to just kind of give you guys an update. I thought we had a great weekend. Finn's weekend was outstanding, the best one I've been a part of. We had great participation from the players, and it's a huge fundraiser for the Dolphin Foundation. So a huge thank you to all the people that spent time and effort putting that together. I think everybody had a great time. We had a couple of our alums at practice today. Mark Duper was here. Obviously, you guys are well aware of him. And Keith Byers also stopped by. We've had a number of our alums come by throughout the course of the OTAs and the off-season program. Nick Bonacani's been by, and a couple of the other guys. Nat Moore obviously stopped by. So it's been good. And I thought we had a good practice. We did goal line today. We put that in, two-point plays, did another little red zone installation. So as I said to the team today, we're basically just about ready to play a game. Tomorrow we'll get into some backed up, some four-minute situations, and at the end of the week we'll simulate an overtime. So, real pleased with the progress and that we're seeing on the field.
And most particularly, your secondary has seen a lot of 7-on-7 stuff to have a lot of hands to the balls today.
Yeah. Again, we were almost exclusively down in the red zone, working a variety of different coverages, primarily in the Skelly situation, a lot of the zone coverages and the different matchup concepts that we have down here. But I thought the guys have done a better job overall communicating, and that certainly shows up down here where, things happen fast, both sides of the ball, offense and defense.
Joe, the smoke out here, was that an issue? Did you consider practicing in the bubble at any point?
Well, we talked to Ryan Grove, and he advised us that he thought that things would be fine if we came outside. And there are certain players that would be targeted if they had any issues. We were aware of who they were. But I thought our guys, I happened to be here yesterday, and, Ed Lemure and his staff on the grounds do a phenomenal job. I mean, I don't know where you guys were at about 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday, but the field was... I was a little bit nervous about getting out, but our guys do a great job, and they were on top of the situation, so we were able to enjoy the heat a little bit.
Joe, there was some applause in the post-practice huddle over there. Anything you can share with us?
Mark Duper gave a great speech. Like I said, I'd like to have some of the guys, when they stop by, talk to the team about, some of the things they learned both on the football field that helped them as players, but just as important, some of the things that they've been doing after football, that, life doesn't end when football ends. And so we got a great resource with all the alums that we have in this area, and Mark's certainly one of those guys.
Joe, Deion Jordan says he's about 15 pounds heavier than a year ago. What do you see there as far as things that might help him in that regard?
I think he's more familiar, getting more acquainted with some of the fundamentals and the techniques that are required at his position. So I think that's been a big difference. Obviously, the size can be an asset, especially in a running game. He still looks to be moving very, very well. And I think he just is starting to play faster. I saw him, at Finn's weekend, and, you're noticing his play speed on tape getting better. And I think, probably less thinking, more, familiarity with what we're asking him to do and how to do it. And so I think he's had a good camp so far.
Is he giving up any speed or quickness with that extra weight?
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like he's moving well.
Joe, with Deion, I notice he's still on special teams, some of the special teams units also. What did he do well on special teams last year? Why is he equipped to play special teams?
Well, he's a big guy that can run, so he's a concern for some teams. He can go cover a kick. He's a hard guy to block. He's got good length, so he can get off a block. He's a defensive player, so he tackles well. And then he's very athletic in the return game. He can, he can stay on people. He can run with, smaller guys. He doesn't seem to have a problem matching up. You've seen us use him in pass coverage sometimes, covering a tight end. And really blocking in the return game is a little bit like man-to-man pass defense to a certain degree.
Corlin Finnegan's a guy who in 2011 was one of the top cornerbacks in the league. Had some injuries, some down years. Do you think he can get back to that 2011 level? And what do you see from him so far?
Well, I love the way, first and foremost, that he's fit into the chemistry of the defense. He's a very passionate player. He's a guy that comes to work every single day with purpose. He practices hard every day. He's spent a lot of time with our younger guys. We talk to him about being not only, you know, as a veteran player, he's got experience, he's got a history of production in this league, but now at the stage of his career, it's also about kind of showing a great example for younger players to follow. And that's another part that I really like. And I think he's caught on to the system well. He's a bright guy. He's caught on. So every system has its own little unique techniques and fundamentals. And I thought he's, you know, he's kind of kept an open mind in regard to, you know, doing things the way we want them done here.
Regarding Lamar Miller, I know it's early, like you told us before. You've taken a look at people. He's been running with the first team. But why Lamar ahead of, say, Daniel Thomas or Mike Gillisley? What has Lamar showed you, and what is he doing well?
Well, he's had a very good camp. I mean, I think if you look at Lamar, I mean, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I'm going to say as a rookie, he rushed for maybe 150 yards in his second year last year, 700 plus. And, you know, so this is the time, the third year player, you should be ready to really make a, you know, big contribution to the football team. We don't really have starters right now. We're not overly concerned about that. We're teaching a system and a style of play offensively. So exactly who is getting what play at this stage of the game isn't really the focus. And so, but, you know, I like the way he's a little bit bigger than he was a year ago. He's moving very well. So, again, it's not really – those other guys have jumped in there and gotten first-team reps. It really doesn't matter what end of the field they're on to me or what field they're on when we go two fields.
Dallas Thomas has spent every practice that we've been here as the first-team starting left guard. What has he done to put himself in that position or possibly contend for that starting spot?
Yeah. Well, he's a lot further ahead, Omar, than he was a year ago, you know. And last year we kind of moved him around, played some right tackle, played some left, played some guard. We kind of moved him around. We wanted to give him a home to where at least he could kind of get his feet in the ground a little bit, feel some level of comfort from an assignment standpoint, a technique standpoint. It is a little bit different. It's not, you know, two totally different worlds, but it's different. And so, you know, it's not necessarily that's where he's ultimately going to end up. But right now we wanted to kind of let him get him, you know, somewhat acquainted with the new system, the new scheme, playing at guard, and he's done relatively well.
Back to Corbin, it feels great physically, but with a guy who has injury history, maybe a veteran side of his career, do you have a maintenance plan for him, or do you let him just go?
Well, with 90 guys, and let's say today we had 80, you know, 90 guys out here, the way we divvy up the reps, it would be a little different, you know, if we get to the regular season, we're ready for a game, then I think you have to have a specific plan. But just the natural rotation during the OTAs, I don't think anybody's getting really overly worked.
So anything you can tell us about Jared Audrey?
I'd love to talk about anybody who practiced today.
Jimmy Wilson. Practice.
Jimmy.
He's still in there at the nickel. He seems to be, I guess, making some progress out there as far as what he did last season, and he's a backup strong safety. Can you talk about what you've seen from him since the season?
Well, Jimmy's a competitor. Jimmy's played a lot of football here. If you go back and look at the snaps over a 2-year period, you know he's played a lot of football. He's very, very competitive. He comes out on the practice field and, you know, competes every single day, and he's got a good understanding of the job requirements. You know, he's been in a lot of situations where he understands, you know, got a pretty good route concept, awareness, and his play speed's good. So I think he's picked up where he's left off.
And Michael Thomas said that he'll be at safety this year, no more cornerback. He's bulked up. What do you see?
Yeah, he's having a solid camp so far. And, you know, again, the more versatility, Chris, that some of these guys have and can bring to the football team, the better they're going to be, we're going to be as a football team. But, you know, Michael's doing a good job in special teams. He's doing a good job in defense. And, you know, we're happy with his development so far.
In terms of the offense, you guys are, from what we've been seeing, doing a lot of motion shifts. Mm-hmm. That obviously challenges the defense, but does it also challenge the offense in terms of installation and assignments and MAs and things of that nature?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think, you know, Omar, if you're stationary and you're sitting at the line of scrimmage and the kind of ducks are, you know, the ducks are in a row, as we like to say, it's a little bit easier from an offensive perspective, but you're not challenging the defense probably as much. So, you know, there's give and take. Now, so I think as a coaching staff, we have to examine, all right, is all this motion and shifting, you know, a detriment or is it a benefit, you know, and what's the right blend and what's the right balance? And some weeks it may be quite a bit because you have a good feel for what you're going to get. But you have to be able to live with the fact that sometimes you're going to snap the ball and it might not be the exact right defense that you'd like to call that play against, because you're doing it on the move and you're not going to stop and redirect and communicate and, you know, do all that stuff. So there's, as with anything in football, there's pluses and minuses. But, you know, we've been stressing the tempo and getting up in, you know, fast motion, fast shift, snap the ball, get going.
How much did you guys do that in Green Bay back in the
day? Yeah, we did some, you know. It's always a little different. I mean, OTAs and the regular season, sometimes, you know, again, you have to me, you start overly, you know, you want to start aggressive with everything. And then you kind of pull the reins back. If you're kind of playing here, and then all of a sudden you get to see, hey, let's all do this, 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 and this, and they don't have reps at it, and they're kind of getting a little queasy, you know. So I think you, on both sides of the ball, you kind of want to expose them to as much as you can, knowing that there's no perfect scheme. There's always some challenges. And then you know, make decisions from there.
All set? Okay.
All right, thanks.